I want us to read or enjoy reading from Psalms chapter 13. Oh God, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? And how long must I struggle in anguish, with anguish in my soul and with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, we have defeated he or she. Don't let them rejoice at my downfall, but I trust in your unfailing love. And I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to you because you are good to me. May God bless the reading of this word.
Our second reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 through 13. Dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful. Grow to maturity. Encourage each other. Live in harmony and peace. Then the love of God and peace will be with you. Greet each other with a sacred rainbow kiss. All of God's people here send you their greeting. Please rise for the reading of the gospel. Today's gospel is from Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some of them doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Holy Trinity. Teach these new disciples to obey all commands I have given you. And be sure of this, be sure of this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The word of God for all people.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Okay, so it's always a little awkward for me, especially since both of my parents have passed on, to be leading in worship on Mother's Day or Father's Day, because at this age, I now know how difficult it is when we have that parent that has passed away and is with us no longer. And so I just want to remind all of us that even though they're not physically with us, we carry them. We carry them everywhere we go with everything that we do, whether we like it or not. I know I've got some of those old mom tapes that still come out my mouth. And that's a good thing, because it's shaped us to each be exactly who we are today. Most amazing God, I thank you so much for this day, for the love of our parents, but most of all, God, for your love. I ask you, God, to just open my heart, open my mouth so that every word, every thought, every idea that flows out of me is from you to each of us. God, give us each exactly what we need so that when we leave here today, we will know that you have spoken to us. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but with my eyes shut, I could tell that as I began praying, the sunlight started to come into this place. Amen. Our God is here. So, taking pride in our faith. You know, scriptures tell us and warn us about taking pride and being prideful. And yet, we as a people that believe that everybody is worthy of pride, pride in who we are, pride in who God has called us to be, take this month, especially here in Michigan, to celebrate pride. So how do those things go together? I think they go together by trying to figure out where we go to seek pride. Are we going to our community to be proud, or are we going to our God to be proud? Where is it that we get our strength? Now, truth be told, I think we get strength from each other. I know we get strength from each other. I know I'm here today because of the prayers that saw me through the last couple of weeks. The prayers that when the doctor said he thought that I had a blockage in my heart and probably have to have a stent, the next day they went in and they said, well, I don't know, everything's fine. So I know community can change the world. However, we need to make sure where our roots in our community are. I know way too many people who have sought community that wasn't rooted in God. And they didn't find the same kind of solace. They didn't find the same kind of acceptance. They didn't find the same kind of love that even in some cases kept them alive. We all know those people. Those people who have felt betrayed and who have felt abandoned and have felt like there was no point in going forward. Many of us have probably lost those people. But we, every single person who walks in these doors, if we work our program here at MCCD, if we work our program here, if we work the love of Jesus Christ and God our Creator in our lives, can make a difference and change those facts for the people around us. We can change those facts for people out there that we've never even touched or seen or talked to before. How? Well, we're all pretty good at talking. Oh, my. I think we all need to kind of do some calisthenics or something. Wake up. We know how to talk. We know how to go out of this place and tell, you know, blah, 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 blah. You should see what happened at church today, blah, 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 blah. Well, why don't we go out and let's go out and start telling. You know what I heard at church today? I heard that we can stand on the love of Jesus Christ and God our Creator, and through that love, we can conquer everything. Yeah. Everything. I'm telling you what. There is nothing. Nothing, 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 nothing that ever separates us from that love. We put so many obstacles there, it's just crazy. Last weekend, I was blessed to be able to go home and spend some time with my family as we paid our respect to my aunt as we had the funeral for her over in Ohio. And it was amazing to be able to spend time with my family. I haven't been able to do that for many months, and to do that as a group again was really, really nice. Though I do covet your prayers for all of them because they're all in kind of funky places. But I sat out back with my brother, and you know, he's like Mr. Macho in my family, right? You know, he's the one that rides snowmobiles in the bitter cold and just, you know, drops a whole thing, machine on his foot. And, you know, he's Mr. Macho. And it was troubling to me as he sat out there in the evening, in the beautiful summer evening that we were sitting in, and he was sharing with me his multitude, I mean multitude of worries. He's worrying about retirement money. Is he going to have enough? What's going to happen if his son's business goes under? What's going to happen if this? What's going to happen if that? I mean, he went through this huge list of what ifs. And I sat there and my heart was hurting for him because I know what it's like to think about those what ifs. I remember that. I sometimes do that. But the importance of community that we root ourselves in is that we need each other to go to each other and say, stop a minute. Where are you putting your faith? Where are you putting your trust? Are you putting your trust in that bank where you're putting your money? Are you putting that trust in the doctor who may or may not know the power of healing Christ in our lives? Or are you putting your trust in your faith? Now, Gary and I don't usually have talks about faith. He told me many years ago, I don't do feelings, so don't even go there. Well, he made the mistake that evening of saying, you know, you're kind of our mother figure now. Okay, he just opened the door. And so in this quiet little voice, I said, what does your faith tell you about all these things? Because it breaks my heart that you're spending so much time trying to fix them all yourselves. Don't we do that? Don't we look at what's in front of us and think, okay, I know I'm supposed to do my part in all this. So what am I supposed to do? What do I have to do? How can I fix it? What do I need to do? I need to make a plan. I need to. And I think we spin this whole big web of eyes before we stop ourselves or somebody else stops us, family, and says, wait a minute. Where's God in this? Where's God in this? And he just came to a grinding halt when I said those couple of words, and he said, probably not as in the right place as he should be. He doesn't know about inclusive language, so his God is Father. And I said, well, let me remind you. And so, knowing his history, or parts of it anyway, I was able to remind him about the few times that I'm aware of that God really saved him. I mean, saved his life. When he was in a motorcycle accident one evening, late at night, and he was bunged up and in the hospital for a good while, and his wife had to have many, many surgeries to remake her mouth and her face. I reminded him about the times that he rolled over cars. Oh, teenagers, aren't they fun? And he came out unscathed. I reminded him of a number of other times. That's what we're supposed to do for each other. This is where we can take pride, because it's sometimes when we look back that I think we can really see God's hand in our life. It's hard to imagine sometimes when we're in this muddle of muck that maybe we've even created for ourselves. I know I'm pretty good at creating my own muck. Love you too, honey. You know, it doesn't matter if we've created it or if it just happens. Even though we're standing in the midst of it, God can get us out of it. There's always a way. But you know what? If I try stepping out of it, I only get more muck. I don't usually know the best route to go to get it fixed, to get it better, and to put me where God needs me to be and the other side of that muck. See, I think that if we try to do it ourselves, and we might be able to do it ourselves. Some of us are really, really stubborn. Amen. There, I did my own. That was a first. I like it. Now, where was I? I liked that one, though. Stubborn. You know, we can figure our own way out, but maybe we end up going a whole different direction than God really wanted us to be going. Maybe God needed us to come out the way God wanted us to go because God had something really super wonderful on the other side of that. Now, God can make this direction work. I'm not saying God can't, but I totally believe that I'm not going to get the same kind of blessing I would have if I'd been listening to God and go the other direction. And I always want to be in the direction God wants me to be, even when I'm having a struggle with stubborn. So pride and our faith. Well, I think that we need to hold on to scriptures. I did not grow up learning in church that I needed to hide scriptures on my heart. I'm like, so what? Where am I supposed to be tucking these scriptures? You know, how am I supposed to be keeping them on my heart? And how's that supposed to work? And somebody said, duh, you're supposed to learn them. Then they become so familiar that wherever you go, whatever you do, you've got them right there at your fingertips. That used to snap. Thank you. Sound effects. I like it. So that's part of the reason. That's a big part of the reason why we need to be doing more than church on Sunday. Because you're not going to get scriptures here on Sunday that you work hard enough and long enough that they become committed in your heart. Whether you go home and do Bible study with your partner, whether you do your daily readings yourself, whether you come to Bible study, whatever it is. You know, I've told you before, my friend has what she calls the universe who sends her emails every day. Okay? You can learn scripture that way because they're the same truths that we get from God. Every time she's read me one, I'm like, oh, I know that scripture. I know where that comes from. So however you do it, get them and use them. That's how we get strong. That's how we go into battle. And I'm telling you what, I don't know a person yet who doesn't go into battle every single day. Someplace, sometime, some way, somehow, we go into battle. We face things that we are not even sure about and things that we claim are done and are taken care of. But if we don't have that faith, if we don't know that God says, I am with you always, lo, I am with you always, we don't know that unless we learn it, unless we put it on our hearts. So the next time we get a little wobbly about walking down the road we've got to walk down, we have to stop and say, wait a minute. Scripture said, lo, I am with you always. Scripture also says, even if you don't have the strength, I'll hold you in my victorious right hand. So even if I can't walk it myself, God's got me in God's victorious right hand. So I don't have to worry about it. We heard some powerful stuff today. Powerful stuff. In 2 Corinthians, for I want to use the authority of the Lord, that the Lord has given me, to strengthen you, not to tear you down. To strengthen me. So what if we used that scripture? What if we took that with us? And what if we said to that problem that we faced maybe this afternoon, say, wait a minute. I've got the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I claim that this is going to work for my good, not to tear me down. We just have to take it and spin for a half a second and use that scripture as our armor to hold back whatever it is that we think is too big for us. Maybe even if we don't think it's too big for us, maybe we just want that blessing that's coming from using those scriptures and going in the right direction. This is where we take our pride, people. This is where we go. Now, Val, you're probably going to rue the day that you told me that you like to go dancing. Okay? But I gather that you're like a magnet on that dance floor, because I heard you say that you get out on that dance floor and there's like one or two people, and by the end of the evening there's like 50 or 60. True. Think about the power available to Val and her friends as they share with their friends, with people who have never heard of this place. They might not ever even hear the name of this place from her, but they will know they've been touched by this place because they're going to see folks who are proud, who are whole, who are healing, who are being loved, and who know they are okay. That's what I'm talking about. There are so many people out there that don't know what we've been taught, that don't know what we are still learning, that don't know what we live. And the only way they're going to know it is for us to share it. You know, I was I teach in Pontiac, as most of you know, and I was doing some study on poverty and how poverty affects people. And, you know, I'm thinking about poverty, and then there was this part of the book where it talks about people who move from one class to another. And did you know that unless somebody extends a hand to you and helps to show you the way, you cannot move from lower class to middle class or from middle class to upper class unless somebody is there to show you the way? Wow. Wow. What does that say about our faith? What does that say about what we're supposed to do with our faith? If we don't walk around proud that we have a faith that strengthens us and heals us and makes us whole and share that with other people, all you have to do is look at the news. Some days, just for a half a minute, to know there's a million people out there that need to learn this message. And it's up to us to share it. It's up to us to help them to get it, to be there beside them as they question it, and to be that one to say, wait, look at me. I was in this spot too. And now I'm the one that's able to be telling you that for some of the time I get it. I will never tell somebody I'm perfect because I'm far from it. Hit it, Ann. Dag, I gave her an opening. But we don't. We're not perfect. I believe the only time I'm going to be perfected is when Jesus calls me home. And until then, I've always got something to learn. I've always got something to learn. And you know, this is graduation time of year. And this last week, I was at our graduation for our students at Kennedy. If there's anybody new here for the first time, I teach students who are severely and moderately cognitively impaired and physically disabled, and or differently abled. Excuse me. And this year, I don't have anybody the age of graduation, but every one of the graduates that was on stage, yes, every one of them, I have had a hand in teaching. I have been able to be a part of their teaching time and learning time at Kennedy. And there were a couple of my favorites there. And I started to feel sad that I couldn't be their teacher when they graduated. And then as I listened to the speeches and listened and watched and saw them, I realized something. I'm not meant to be their teacher at that point necessarily. I'm meant to be their teacher when God needs me to be their teacher. I'm meant to walk one part of their journey with them, not the whole journey, one part of the journey. And then I might go, he's busy, holding somebody's hand for a while and walking with them and learning what I need to from them and then moving on to somebody else and learning what I need to from them and teaching them what I can. And then I might continue that journey. Wow, that's powerful. For me, that was one of the ways that I came to some major solace in my soul after losing my mother, because I realized that God didn't put her on this earth to walk my entire journey with me, that there was going to be some portion of time that I would have to walk that journey with somebody else. I would have to take the lessons I'd learned from her and walk proudly, knowing that I had learned them and I could make her proud. I think that pride in our faith is the ultimate pride that gets us through. In Jesus' name, amen.